Okay, this is March 20th, 2019, the St. Bertholdt Architectural Conservation District Commission. Present are commissioners Richard Henderson, Francoise Elise, Barb Wennerholm, and Susan Trowbridge, and Joe
Cornish.
Cornish,
like
right,
Cornish
is here for Nicholas. The first property on our agenda is 131 St. Bertholdt. You want to come
yes,
for the minute?
Thank you.
Say your name.
Hi, my name is Stefano Stratudakis. I represent Drachma Realty Trust for 131 St. Bertholdt Street.
Okay, do you want to do a presentation?
Sure, I can do it. So where, oh, what
go.
Do I do?
Just press.
Oh, I do this?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Or I can do it for you here.
Oh,
that's
okay,
easier.
Well, I can start with the existing, the picture you had before. So I am here for three reasons. The number one is the front rails, or garden rails, is how you like to call them. This is what is existing right now. This was an omission in our part from the original drawings that when we submitted for approval of the construction. We did not include the rails and the handrail. And the handrail we did have is different than that. So I want to make sure when we do something, we're not in violation, and that's why I'm before
you. You're talking about the fence.
Correct, the fence. So this is what's existing right now. And this is what we propose, sort of the scheme. We did this just to show you the sort of the essence, the spirit before we get into the exact. We also have this. This is the exact dimensioning of the materials that there are two other handrails like that opposite to our building that we're matching. So we went and we measured.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this came about.
Okay.
So that's you can see that on the farther slide. It's
the
there.
Material is
it's all wrought iron.
Right.
All wrought iron. Yes. Yeah. So that is one of the reasons I am here today.
Yeah.
The second is the front rail, the guardrail. Yes, these
so
are
that's across the street.
Correct. Or? Correct. This is across the street.
Now,
this is another one, just some samples of the neighborhood that we wanted to show you. The second, and this is how it will look on, you know, on a sort of a cut drawing, but a little more life to it, just so
mm-hmm.
you'll see how it's going to look in front of the building. The second is the rail itself.
The handrail.
The handrail. When Nicholas was out there, we asked him if we could reuse, since we have it and we're in the process of rebuilding the stairs right now, those were approved in the previous submission with the building. To reuse it, Nicholas did point out to us that even though it is existing, it is not original. So we noticed that when we first came for the submission of the building, we did have those as an inch and a half round pipe. This is not in the slide. I brought this as additional today, and I emailed it to Nicholas Monday, and it will look something like this, like very, very, very transparent. And this is a typical sort of handrail that you see all over the street. So if you don't like that, we're very prepared to do this. Without me realizing it, this was approved in our first submission of the drawings of the building.
So what do you want to do instead?
Instead of doing this, which is the what is on the
oh,
building
okay.
now,
yeah.
we're willing to take that out, throw it
okay.
out, and do two handrails that are like this. They're
okay.
very.
But that had already been approved?
That had already been approved.
Okay.
But it's also in your slide there today, I think, somewhere. Nicola said he was going to include it, but I don't know if he had time.
Yeah, I don't
to.
Think he did.
Okay, it's okay. Yeah, yeah. So that's the second reason. And the third reason why
and
I'm
that
here.
Is, that's a standard detail, that kind of just two.
Yeah, that is very standard. You can see it up and down the street, and you can see it on many other streets in the.
Is there? There's a certain placement that it needs to be, right?
That's exactly where it has to be. It's where right inside of the sandstone.
But you're proposing two of them?
Two of them, yes. You only need one per code. It's just safer when you have to for the people.
Yeah, I think it's true. It wasn't included in your in this application.
No.
We're reviewing.
So the two memes on both sides of the stairs, you mean?
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So right. So one was approved previously, but not two?
No, two. The full two thing was approved previously. This whole thing without these was approved previously. Okay, but I just...
So are you asking to leave?
I'm asking for... I will do whatever you prefer. Since I submitted this, mm-hmm. I can leave this, or we can do the other one. After Nicholas pointed out to be total transparency that this was not original, mm-hmm. and we saw what we had on the original drawings, which we had forgotten, I actually think these will look nicer. Much more transparent.
So if they were already approved, is there anything for
much
us
more
to
simple.
Do?
No,
I don't,
no.
Yeah,
no, if that was approved
correct.
With your initial...
Correct,
so,
yes, yes.
So
yes.
I think
yes.
If the, you want to move forward with that,
yes.
you can. There's
yes.
no reason.
Yes.
But that
yes.
means you're going to be eliminating this.
This. I'm going to be eliminating that handrail.
Right. And that's what
shown
was approved.
So the only thing for us to vote on is the front rail, not
right.
the handrails.
Yes. Okay.
And
yes.
yes. And the last thing I'm here for, and it's I'm coming back for that, it's to plead for the basement windows. Mm-hmm. After we put, and I don't want to push my luck, but after we saw how the garden looks, I know, and I read very well after our meeting last time, a few months ago, what the guidelines say, and I just sit back and I look at it, and I know that it's not allowed. I also went up and down the street, and I showed Nicholas all the windows that have been we walk together, or that have been lowered. I don't know if they were with permits or without permits, but by lowering the windows, I can tell you we're not changing the essence or the spirit of the historic at all if we can lower them 1 foot. We have spent so much money. We spent like $3.5 million on this building, and we have changed nothing in the front and in the back of it. We have repointed everything. We have restored the windows. We're in the process of restoring the front steps and the doors, the building would be like it was back in 1850 or when we're done. I don't think those windows, and that's why I said I'm here to plead with you, because I know that the regulations say the opposite, that by lowering those windows 1 foot and putting all those bushes in this rail, no one will ever know that it won't.
I think one of his other points, though, was that 133 and 131 are like companion buildings, and mm-hmm. one
they are not lowered.
And on the other
I
building,
see.
They're not lowered.
Mm-hmm.
And we've denied other buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you need to exit.
Unless it's for egress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it would be hard to be random.
I just feel like we've already set
right.
the precedent and...
Mm-hmm.
And we've already ruled on this once.
No, you have. Yes, yes, yes. That's why I'm back.
You're just trying again.
Yeah, it's well, you know what it
you
is.
Got
after
else you wanted.
After we cleared, yes, you're right. And after we cleared all the earth and everything else, it's just so easy to just drop him another foot and say, "I'm going to go ask
yeah.
again." And if it happens,
yeah.
it happens. It just okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Understand?
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we need to take some votes.
So I'll make a motion that we approve.
Do I ask for a public comment?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it
public
that's okay.
comment?
Yeah. Yeah, public comment. Anybody?
I would like to commend the board on being even-handed in regards to the lowering of window sills.
Because you were the one that we ruled on.
If not, I will see you next month if this was it.
Right.
How about you?
I just do want to thank the people that are involved in renovating this building and their attention to detail. Restoration of the stained glass windows, they even had to customize the windows that they removed to put the old squared pane windows all the way up the facade to match it. And that's a lot of money. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Wow.
It's a breath of fresh air when we have developers come into the community and they really want to keep the building as much as they can, the way that it looked in 1900.
Well, thank you. Usually, I didn't know anybody pays attention to how much work went into to actually line all those up. We had to fabricate all those windows to make sure they line up with the stained glass.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Could I have your name? I'm sorry. Just
Ron Smith.
Okay.
29 Cumberland.
All right. So I will make a motion that we approve the railing, but deny without prejudice the lowering of the ground windows.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Any in favor? Four. Opposed? No. 4-0.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 27 Cumberland is next. That's you. So just say your name for the minutes.
Mark Van Brocklin, Embark Studio. I'm here on behalf of my client Tim and Lynn Menzie for 27 Cumberland Street. I have hard copies, but I think it's better if we just drive it from the screen. I've been before you before for a few things. Today is explicitly about a roof deck and a rear deck. How am I doing this? So you know the location, it's on Cumberland between St. Botolph and the Corridor Greenway Park. That's the front. Here's the rear from the private alley. Front elevation, we've been through this previously. So the rear elevation on the left is existing. On the right is proposed, which is a deck at the first level with a stair to a sort of raised patio and a roof deck. The intention of the roof deck is to, I think in the I have a roof plan that shows it being set back from the rear 5 feet. That'll be greater. We want to line it up with the deck at 29. The front, we have its 10-foot setback, which from the street is definitely not visible. We do concede that the rear would be visible. I'm not trying to be slick here by showing you the foliage, but we did a mock-up many months ago, and it is visible from the park. Not from a public street, but from the park. We're the third building in from the park.
Is that the white on the right hand?
That's the white to highlight where the, just to highlight the mock-up, which is hard to see in a photograph.
Okay.
And you can, does this have a pointer? Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. It you can kind of see the railing at the building abutting to the right.
Yeah.
Barely, but the intent is to line up with that. We wouldn't want to go any further forward than that.
And that mock-up is set back?
It's not set back 5 feet. Per my plan, it's set back a little bit further, which I think is about 7 feet to line up with the railing to the right in that view.
Which is where you will line it
which
up?
Is where, yes.
Okay.
Again, the sight line, it's not visible from the front, from Cumberland Street.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a plan. It's 10-foot setback from the brick wall, not from the bow front, so it's farther back than the than that. The rear deck would be a 6-foot projection, setback 18 inches from each property line with a stair going down to the patio.
Mm-hmm.
That's the existing rear, and then the rear elevation. The fenestration and doors and stuff were approved many months ago.
Can I just ask, what's the white area underneath the deck?
That's a poor drawing, but because of these buildings slope from front down to back,
okay.
So to get the deck tight to the existing slope at the front, there's a little bit of a gap.
Got
so
it.
In pure elevation, you'd see that.
Yeah.
I don't know where you'd stand to see.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're just doing the black wrought iron railing?
Simple, yeah. Straight pickets, flat bar, top, no pickets going through.
And there are houses to the each side of it?
Correct.
And that's a private alley?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So really, it's from the park is the only place you're going to see anything.
Correct.
The corner,
yeah.
And it's a hatch, not a head house?
It's a hatch, correct.
Okay.
I know can read staff comments, but is there anything else that we should consider?
I think since it's not visible from Cumberland Street, and it's sort of marginally visible, or more than marginally visible from the corridor, but it's the corridor, I don't really have any issues.
And there's even more foliage the closer to the ground you get.
Right, exactly.
So. So do we want to?
I make a motion that we approve as submitted.
I'm in a butter.
I forgot
just a couple of questions.
Yeah, me too,
yes.
The conversations I had with the McKenzie's with the back,
mm-hmm.
How far out does that go?
The deck extends 6 feet from the
six
face
feet.
Of the bird.
Okay, so it is still going to be 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Just something that you might want to keep in mind, the stairs are on the right side.
Which is your side.
Right, which is my side. Mm-hmm. I got no problems with it.
Okay.
It's very impractical for them, though. They should be on the left side where the door is, because they're going to park their car and take their groceries up. If it's on the right-hand side, they're going to have to go up the stairs, cross the deck, and then get into the door.
The stairs will be, they'll enter the house, just for discussion, from the rear. There's a mm-hmm. stair, there's a door on the lowest level underneath the stair.
Yeah.
But we went back and forth many times on that.
Yeah, okay. The flooring of the deck?
Li'ipe, which is a like a mahogany type. Wood.
Okay.
We're gonna leave it clear finish, not stain it or color it or anything.
All right.
It turns gray over after about 2 years.
Are you gonna put a gutter on at some point?
On the deck, no. It'll be open between them, between the floorboards.
We'll talk about that. We won't waste their time.
Okay.
Here, that's something you might want to think about doing. I have no objections to this at all.
Okay.
Want to make your motion?
I would make a motion that we approve the project as submitted.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
4-0. Okay.
Great.
Good.
It's good to see all of you here.
Is your E-Pay sustainably forested?
Oh, yes.
Are we off the record now? I have no idea.
Try.
I think it usually is.
It's one of those new
but it is from Brazil and it's sort of,
I think it's hard to not get like the FSC certified wood of any quality. Unless you're going falling off a truck or something.
That's probably not in our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you all, by the way, for your service. It's important. All right.
I have to recuse myself from this next one because that's my building.
Okay.
But you don't have to leave.
I won't leave, but I won't talk.
I mean, it's administrative.
Yeah, it's administrative.
So I hope they're getting through that.
Yeah, someone wants to
make
a motion so I can
improve that. It is what it is.
Administrative items.
It could be better, it could be worse.
I'll make a motion to approve the administrative items.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Majority zero.
You won.
So minutes from last week.
Now, can I ask you a question about that one now that they've approved
sure,
it?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
There was some controversy beforehand because it was going to be vinyl. How did that end up? Because all it says here is replace in kind.
What was going to be vinyl?
These windows. You don't have the application.
I can run and get it. If you want to take a look at the minute.
Okay.
It's in the minutes from last week, saying it was removed, but it says they're aluminum. Double hung aluminum windows or something with vinyl windows.
Oh, it does say that.
But it might have changed.
Yeah.
It might have changed because it was withdrawn, so we don't actually know what the administrative.
We just
approved it without.
To get it, yeah. But, I mean, the thing is, in 1996, that whole building was approved for vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's ancient history, but... And the caveat was... There are 10 units, and 4 sprung for it. But the caveat was, and if anybody does it in the future, you got to match it. Well, that's not happening.
It was changed to aluminum-clad windows.
I was telling them that's my building and I know the history of it. In 1996, we got approval to replace all those windows with vinyl clad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an individual expense, so only if somebody wanted to do it. So 4 out of the 10 units did that. And then part of the decision was that if any future people decide to do it, they got to match.
Mm-hmm.
But that has not happened because
okay.
since then, other people have done it, and they've done everything from wood to aluminum. But it looks exactly the same on the outside.
Right.
So when these people first applied, it was to be vinyl clad, and Nick had a problem with that and said that it was something that we should all discuss, you know, whether that is a problem.
Right.
Especially given since we got final approval in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was wondering, did they change it to, they changed it
to aluminum clad, yes. Yeah.
But if they had not changed it, it would have been okay?
Well, I think you'd have to vote on it. I think Nick's point of view was that it wasn't going to replicate the style, that the vinyl window wasn't going to be an adequate replacement.
Except if it looks exactly the same, isn't it?
Well, that was a question. I don't know if it did or if it didn't. But I mean, that's my recollection of what Nick had said was whether or not. And I think the...
Why I'm curious is because I was one of the four who did spring for the vinyl in 96.
Right.
And when I go to replace again, which I'll do in the next 2 years, I want to replace with vinyl.
Right. So I think the bigger question is your guidelines don't specifically say no vinyl window.
Right.
So, and eventually, hopefully, we'll be revising all of the district's guidelines. We're starting with Bay Village now. So I think the question for this commission will be, do you want to allow vinyl windows in the district? Mm-hmm. So I think that's the bigger question of moving forward if the guidelines are revised, if you want to have, because most of the districts don't allow vinyl.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, even if you're replacing vinyl with vinyl?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, in the South End, if you have vinyl, they're probably illegal or predate the district, which probably is pretty hard to believe. But they would have to, they could be approved, they could be replaced in the South End with aluminum clad or wood.
Okay.
And in Back Bay, they all have to be wood.
Oh, I know. Okay, but if I still want to persist in trying to get vinyl, I would take a picture of what's there now so you'd see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the key will be measuring it, making sure the dimensions are exactly the same.
Right.
I think the cladding material, you know, is it, are they white or are they?
No, they're brown.
All right. So I think the issue will be to make sure that the vinyl is applied in the factory, that the color, they're not painted, in other words.
Okay, this isn't happening for a few years.
Yeah, okay.
But it, you know, it came up and,
I mean, what would
and
probably,
I was thinking is everyone in our building is operating on the assumption that we got from 1996.
Right, I think the my advice would be for your building to come with a master plan for all future window replacement. You can get everyone to agree on that. Mm-hmm. But that would make it easier. And then if you come with this decision
happen.
That was made, you know, you could make the, you could make the, somebody could make the argument to
like,
the commission.
Was it Trent Lott said that being the head of the Senate was like herding cats?
Yeah.
That's our building.
Yeah. How many units are there?
So only 10, but nobody
agrees.
Well,
that's a lot.
Anything.
Yeah, when no one.
No, that's every condo building.
Okay, so the minutes. I wasn't at this meeting, so you guys need to approve this.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the February 19th. St. Paul Architectural Conservation District Commission meeting.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, 3-0.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Okay.
Do we have staff updates?
No, unfortunately, no. I mean, we have 17 applications for our vacant preservation planner position.
Oh,
so
wow, that's
cool. I haven't reviewed those yet, but hopefully we'll have someone or a few good choices in there to choose from.
I thought Nick was there permanently, no?
He is. So Nick was
this
promoted.
To fill
so
Nick's
Nick was
previous
promoted
position.
To Eric's position.
Mm-hmm.
So now Nick's position is vacant.
Oh. Okay.
So that's my update.
Paper.